Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JT, and I'm here with my plug and play wife.
Plug and play.
Carmen.
Hi.
Hello, my love.
Hi.
Yeah, we got a great conversation coming up about butt plugs later in the show. That's all I'll say about that.
Okay.
We'll have to do a whole nother show on this past weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't.
That's next. We'll do it next week.
Yeah, we're here for part number three. Welcome to part three of our Temptation Grand Meachus review. We've got some good stuff in store for you tonight. Before we get to the part that we recorded at the resort, this would be, again, we were up in the jacuzzi lounge. Let's talk a little bit about the common areas, or the entertainment areas, I would call them, I guess. We'll start with Temptation. So over there, they call it Bash, which I think it's also called in Cancun. But it is a gigantic area.
Yeah.
It's upstairs.
You can go upstairs, or you can go up the steepest ramp ever.
I didn't think it was that steep.
We wanted to take either a wheelchair or a skateboard down this thing.
Yeah, I came up with the brilliant idea of, well, we're not going to find any of that stuff, but I bet we could find an office chair on wheels. Yes, it is a incline to get up there, but it's doable.
Yeah, it's basically, what, I would say two stories up, but you're going up a ramp.
Yeah, big curved ramp leads you upstairs. Once you get up there, it is a giant open-air venue. They've got a stage, they've got a DJ booth that's all enclosed. They've got a bar, a full bar up there. The bar portion, which is in the back of the area, actually is undercover.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is some inclement weather or whatever, they can move some people under there. But everything else is wide open. And we were never over there on any of the rain nights because we didn't want to walk in the rain.
It started to sprinkle one of the nights. Yeah. I do remember that.
But like at Grand or Desire even, you know, if it starts pouring, they'll move the shows upstairs into the disco. I don't know what they do over there because we didn't experience that.
Right behind we saw it when we went to dinner over there. Right behind the bar inside is that giant area that we said looked like a roller skating rink.
Mm.
I think they probably move it in there.
I would imagine. It's got to go in somewhere inside in those monsoons that they have down there. So, you know, obviously it's Temptation, so gigantic sound system, everything's lighting, all amazing lighting. Really, the production value of the venue is fantastic. It felt a little spread out to me,
mm-hmm.
but I think that's because capacity was low. Yeah. You know, Temptation is a much bigger resort than Temptation Grand is, so I think once that thing fills up and people are all up there, then it probably won't feel so spread out.
Yeah, and I guess it really depends, too, on how many people migrate over from the Grand side to the Temptation side right. for the shows.
Which we saw happen almost every night. People would watch the show at Grand, and then there'd be a line of people that walked over to Temptation.
Yeah, and we did hear, you know, kind of wish they would get their theme nights on the same schedule.
Yeah, that's been a complaint. The theme nights are not the same at both resorts, so if you dress up for the theme at Grand, you're going to be out of place when you go over to Temptation. Of course, nobody cares, and everybody looks fantastic, but if they could have a solid theme through both resorts, that'd be a lot of fun.
Or even just like one or two nights. Like they did have the one night that was, they did the same show at Grand as they did at Temptation. If that night they picked a joint resort theme night.
And the theme nights, they had a lot of the same ones. They had Jungle Night at Temptation. It was Safari Night at Grand, so close enough. You know, Leather Night. They had like a Bondage Night over at Temptation, so again, close enough. But they had a Circus Night over at Temptation that they did not have at Grand. So that one was a completely different theme.
Right.
And there was a couple like that, but for the most part, they kind of gelled together. But they were never on the same nights. So Safari Night at Grand was not Jungle Night at Temptation.
So you'd be walking over to Grand, or walking over to Temptation in your leopard outfit, and it's Leather Night.
Yeah. Again, nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Everybody looked fantastic, so it worked out. It's not a big deal, but yeah, it'd be kind of cool if they could coordinate those.
Right.
Anything else on the Temptation side? We sat kind of behind the stage. We had some conversations. It was loud, but it wasn't like nightclub loud, you know, because it's open air, so you could still hear. You need to have to talk at a higher level to have a conversation, but it was doable. It wasn't overpowering because, again, it is all open air, so the sound kind of dissipates pretty quickly. Other than that, we stayed and danced a few nights and had a lot of fun up there. The giant stage turns into their dance floor when the show's over, so no railings around that thing, so be careful.
Yeah.
I could see drunk people falling off of that.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, but other than that, that was kind of our experience over on the Temptation side. Over on Grand side, let's talk about, we've got a couple areas we want to talk about. So our favorite place, possibly in the world, but definitely at a lifestyle resort, is the lobby bar at RM. For those of you who have been there, you know it's a big open-air bar. It's got the grass roof over it. It's a giant circular bar, so plenty of seating. And that's right off of lobby bars where they do the shows. So we hang out there when we're at RM. We hang out there a lot.
Yeah.
We really enjoy it. That's where they do the midnight pizza. That's where all the fun stuff happens. And you can have a really good conversation. The thing that I really enjoyed about Temptation Grand Meachus, they have the same concept.
They do.
The lobby bar is a big U-shaped bar. It's outdoors. It's just off of the where they do the shows for the entertainment, and it's just a good feeling. I liked it. They don't do the pizza there. They do that in one of the restaurants.
But I know, which is kind of sad because then, like, people go away. Instead of staying and hanging out, like, and just getting their pizza there, they just kind of go away.
Yeah. Yeah. So some people would go get a pizza and come back to the lobby bar, but a lot of people would go get a pizza and they're like, okay, I'm full. I'm done.
I'm going to bed.
I'm not stopping for a drink. Yeah.
Right.
So
we did that.
we did. But it's a very well laid out, and I'm so glad that they copied somewhat the RM layout instead of Pearl, because we're not big fans of the Pearl Lobby Bar. No. It's indoors. It's small. There is plenty of seating right outside the lobby bar, but people don't congregate there like they do at RM.
No, because you're not at the bar. You have to get up and go get your drink. And
right. Yeah. So, as I mentioned, just off of the lobby bar at Meachus, they have a huge sunken area. I would guess it's probably, I don't know, 200 by 100. It's a big area.
But it floods.
Yeah, it does flood in a rainstorm. But that's where they do the shows. They have a band that sets up down there on some nights. Otherwise, they have a DJ that sets up there, and they do the dance shows, and all the entertainment goes on there if it's not raining. Because that one, again, it's all outside there.
And it floods.
It does. We were down there a couple nights. We did some dancing. We saw the live band a couple of times. I think we saw maybe two or three shows there.
Yeah.
And everything else, they had to move upstairs because of the rain. So.
Right.
Yeah, really neat place. Check it out when you're there, obviously. And then, like I said, they do move some of the shows upstairs if it's raining, and that would be the disco. Now, we've talked about the disco on the air and on previous shows. For the shows themselves, it's actually kind of comfortable. There's a lot of seating in there. We had a couch seat every night we were there.
Yeah, it's very different than it is at Pearl. Pearl is tiny.
Standing room only.
Standing room only. And as soon as that show is done, everybody gets out of there because it's just overwhelmingly packed.
Yeah.
But because this is so big and there's plenty of seating, it was enjoyable. And during the shows, unlike at Pearl, they keep the, because it is indoors and it does tend to echo, they didn't have it so incredibly loud that it was uncomfortable.
I agree. Yep. I thought it was very enjoyable in there. They also have a full wait staff inside the nightclub and downstairs too at the show. So while the show's going on, you're getting waited on for drinks, and they're doing a fantastic job. They get you your drinks right away and check on us two or three times during the 45-minute show.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. So
hammer them down.
Yep. So yeah, and then of course, once the show's done in the disco, it turns over to the actual disco, and that's when it gets a little loud and the lights start blasting, and we didn't last long in there.
I struggled with the lights in there.
Well, and I figured this out.
You're tall.
Yeah, I'm considerably taller than you, so when you're talking to me, you're looking up.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere in there where you look up, right past me is going to be some kind of flashing spotlight.
Right. Big, bright LED flashing lights in your eyeball. So for short people with tall people, I'm sorry. It's going to be a thing. Wear a hat. I don't know.
So, yeah, I guess that kind of wraps up the entertainment venues at both, like, locations. I can't think of anything else. Can you?
No.
So, we've covered a lot of bases over the course of the three episodes here. I hope we gave you guys a pretty good picture of what the resort actually looks like and what to expect when you go there. But right now, we're going to shift gears a little bit, and we're going to give you the last portion that we recorded live at Temptation Grand. We were, again, up in the Jacuzzi Lounge with our wonderful, wonderful travel partners, the Monroes. And you're going to hear a little bit of everything in this one. There's butt plug discussions. There's boozy vaginas. There's just, you got to listen to it.
Sorry, not sorry.
Here you go.
Oh, that was much better. I got myself a drink and got myself I really needed a water is why. And everybody kind of had to pee, so we had to take a little break there, but we're back. We talked about moving locations. We were going to go out to the nude hot tub and do the rest of the show nude out there today, but decided against that. There's other naked people out there. I don't know how comfortable they would be with us recording right next to them on a bed.
Yeah, that might be a little bit intrusive.
Yeah, so we'll stay back here in our corner for now. We're kind of up to yesterday now, which was Wednesday here at the resort. Fantastic day again. We did a lot of exploring.
It was raining, guys. It was raining in the morning when we woke up.
Yeah, just in the when we woke up, we came down for some breakfast. I think it's cleared off there shortly after.
It
stopped raining.
It cleared up at about like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because it was still kind of sprinkling when we got to the Temptation Pool and while we were walking the beach.
I do want to say, as beautiful as this resort is, and some of the negative reviews are just quite frankly BS, wear shoes. I learned my lesson in the rain yesterday. It does get pretty slippery on some of the walkways. Wear shoes. I spilled Mr. Monroe's drink all over the
walkway. You did not go down.
Well, and it was weird because the walkway you were on was stone. It wasn't smooth. It's not like, you know, some of this tile here is glass smooth, and yeah, it gets wet, it gets slippery. You can see it. This is rough cut stone. You thought it would have had some grip, but man, it was slick.
Yeah, I think it's actually stamped concrete, guys.
Oh, it might be, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like stamped concrete, but it got slippery. So, yeah.
Wear shoes.
Wear shoes.
Which is not a thing I like to do, so.
Yeah.
So, we did find a little trick yesterday. Somebody kind of tipped us off a little bit and said, if you're going to go out on the beach, and, you know, obviously there's a lot of people here that have been to RM and Pearl, and if you want to be naked on the beach like Mexico, here's what you do. You walk. I'm going to take a shot here. I think it's east.
I just say when you're facing the ocean, take a right.
And down that way, there's literally, we've walked that way a couple of times now. There's one house down there. And once you get past that, there's nothing.
So we've walked a total of 4 or 5 miles a day. And we run into very few people. But you can go down there and you can be nude, guys. So the resort will allow you to take a towel because they just think you're going to the ocean. So take your towel, walk down, and there you go.
One other public service announcement about the beach.
Careful where you lay.
Be careful where you lay. They allow vehicles to drive on the beach. So there are motorcycles zipping up and down this beach. There are cars and trucks zipping up and down this beach. We were watching one lady one day that was out sunbathing, and she was
really white. She kind of blended with the sand, guys.
Yeah, we kept watching. Is she going to get smacked by a car?
Yeah. And I will say, though, that you go to the beach, you take a right, you follow the coastline. There's some great opportunities for taking pictures of the lovely ladies in the surf.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And some, lovely pictures of you and I
some
laying in the surf.
Yeah, absolutely.
Making googly eyes at each other. Yeah, that's it.
We have female listeners, too. They might want to see that.
Yeah. There's actually, guys, when we go for our walk, I don't know if it'll be today, but if we go tomorrow, there's actually a big hunk of driftwood that I really want to do a picture with the guys standing, towards. So the ladies would have their back to the ocean and the guys are in front of us, so they're taking the picture that direction, but it's got a handhold for the driftwood, and I think it would make amazing pictures.
We just need to bring Cappuccino with us and he'll take the pictures for us.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, if Cappuccino's there, he's going to be in the pictures, we're going to be taking the pictures.
I think so. So just to let everybody know, Cappuccino's one of the playmakers here. And, yeah, he gets the ladies pretty hot and bothered.
He's a beautiful human being.
Yes.
He is very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Is he back today? He's been off for a day or two now.
Yeah, nope, he's back today.
Yeah, I think maybe today, maybe tomorrow. We'll see him before we leave.
So yesterday we kind of, after the beach, we did a little exploring over at the other resort. I don't think we did much over here in the morning.
No. It was raining.
Yeah, it did rain yesterday morning.
We went over to the other resort, mainly looking to see if they had food.
Well, and find
our friends.
No Crocs.
Yeah, loves Crocs and hates Crocs. So we went over to find them because they're staying over on the Temptation side. They can't come to us, so we decided to go over there. And we did find them in the pool. We decided to hang at the Temptation pool.
And oddly, yes, one of the other couples that we had met when we were down there, they had met them at Temptation the other night, so they were hanging out together. So we all kind of hung out together. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. So what'd you guys think of... Well, let's first talk, before we went out and went on the beach, we explored the Temptation side for the first time, and we walked to the quiet pool. What did everybody think of the quiet pool?
So I'm a little jealous of their view. You can see the ocean kind of beyond the beach beds from the quiet pool, but it looks like pee.
The coloring is off-putting. Would it, if I was staying over there, would it deter me from getting in? No.
No, the water itself looks clear, but the tile is...
It's the color of urine.
It's an odd choice.
Yeah. A lot of people were complaining about the color of the Temptation pool over there, the main pool, in being black. I did not find it... No, I didn't find it unsettling. People thought it was they feel like they're swimming in swamp water, blah, blah, blah. The tile is black. But, hello, we lived on a lake. We're used to not seeing our feet. It's okay.
The only thing I'll say about the tile color in the main pool is it's really hard to see where the ledges and the steps are.
And there are a lot of ledges and steps. There's all kinds of little seating, and it's a huge pool. The pool itself is gigantic compared to here at Grand. It's four or five times the size of this one.
Yeah, and watch when you do come, because you're going to come. You're going to want to come after this.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
We're going to come. Ba-dum-bum. When you do, watch for white spots in the flooring, because I think they did rush things a little bit, so the tile may not have been 100% stuck before they filled the pool, and so some of the tiles are coming up, but you can see those spots because they're a big white spot.
I know, but you got to remember that a lot of people will maybe over-imbibe a little bit and get in the pool, and they're partying and having fun, just not watching that stuff.
Exactly. So, but if you can, the other way to sidestep that, just throw on a pair of water shoes.
Yeah.
It's not going to deter your fun. Just be conscious of it before you get shit-faced.
So entertainment at the Temptation Side pool during the day, they've got enough sound system over there pretty much to handle Kiss or Metallica, I think. It is a massive sound system. It was loud, but I don't think it was overpowering. It was tough to have some conversations. You had to talk a little louder over there.
It was. It was difficult to have a conversation. I felt like I was shouting at people. So after a while, we were kind of all over it, and we came up here to our lovely nude area.
The Jacuzzi Lounge, yes.
Okay, to the Jacuzzi Lounge for the afternoon. And that was about 5 o'clock. We were over there for a good 4 hours.
Well, we're having good conversations and hanging out with some fun people. So that's the way these things go. Time gets away from you sometimes because you're just having fun. Up here in the Jacuzzi Lounge, Carmen, I think we talked about it on the show before we got here. You had a vision.
I did.
What was your vision?
I wanted to give a blowjob on the side of the jacuzzi.
And mission accomplished?
Very much so. You guys tried to thwart our plan, though.
Well, yes. I mean,
yes.
In our last recap, we talked about how JD and I lined the ladies up on the side of the pool, you know, put towels down. I think we even gave them pillows, and we had our, you know, mid-afternoon snack right there.
Did we forget the pillows?
That is true. You forgot the pillows.
Oh, but in our defense, you laid the towels out, not us. We were already in the water.
Because our intent was to do a repeat. But then
I was hungry.
I was hungry, too. And
well, so were we.
Well.
Everybody likes a little sausage in their diet.
Yeah, so JD and I got correct.
Again, the word little.
Everybody likes a thick sausage,
right?
So, yeah, we got corrected and told that yesterday was not the day for our plans to be incorporated. So we suffered through this one.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
We won't do it again.
Wait, what?
You said it was horrible. It shall never happen again.
I had a tongue firmly stuffed
for
in my
next
cheek.
10 minutes at least.
We finished up there.
And then we were kind of like, oh, shit, we have to get ready for dinner.
Yeah.
It's that time already because we wanted to make it down for the show here at 9:30, which means we had to eat dinner. But we decided we were going to do dinner over at Temptation. So we had to kind of get ready a little bit early. And, yeah, we hightailed it out of here and went and got all dressed for dinner.
So I will say the company at dinner was fun. It was amazing. Yeah. Not my favorite meal.
Yeah, we ate at the restaurant over there called Flame. The food was decent. It wasn't the level of like a Salo over here, I think, that we had the very first night.
Wait a minute, though. See, my meal was fine, but wasn't there something that you were doing that might have tasted or changed the taste of your meal?
That's true, yeah. I mean, you did have an additive in your body at the time. Why are you...
Oh.
Good reference. Okay, so while we're getting ready for dinner, my lovely wife comes out of the bathroom and says,
I did something.
I said, oh yeah, what'd you do?
I said, I did something and I'm instantly wet.
She's like, I need sex now. I said, okay, twist my arm, but what had you done?
I don't know. What had I done? What did I make you find?
Something that would have not passed airport security. Carmen had put in her butt plug.
I did, and I said, I'm going to wear this throughout dinner. And that was the second time I had raped you during the day.
Yeah, that was time number two I got raped, but I wasn't complaining.
Normally flip-flopped.
Yeah, it is normally. Okay, let's be perfectly clear. And no. No, I'll leave. We don't pull any punches here.
We don't pull any plugs.
I don't think you want to pull that plug.
This is a bad direction.
So, just to make everybody aware, we are on our fourth drink, so this may be another New Orleans special coming.
Yeah.
And it may only be 12:40 in the afternoon. I see some chips and guacamole in our future. So, no, I had raped him earlier in the day and said, I need you now. And then this one was, I just wanted to see what it would be like to wear it for an extended period of time.
And how was it?
You know, I think if I were on different chairs, it would have been okay. They were a harder seat, so there wasn't much padding. So sitting on a heart-shaped plug for that long of a period of time, when we left dinner and we went to come over to our show, because Miss Monroe was super excited about this time.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. I have a product in mind because, you know, for whatever reason, now that the giant asses are in fashion, if you had a butt plug with a big ass pad that you could just sit on and under your dress, it would look like a great ass.
I'm thinking.
Walmart.
I'm thinking BP friendly chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. We could have a whole line.
We're going to be millionaires, you guys.
We are. That could be just, especially at these lifestyle resorts, they need to have BP-friendly chair seating.
Like,
you know,
like the pregnancy
BP or no BP.
Yeah.
Ask you that when you walk the maitre d', would you like BP or no BP?
So, yeah, by the time we got done with dinner, I was like, okay, this is getting it wasn't internally uncomfortable, it was externally uncomfortable. Yeah, with the jewel, it was like, oh, that's starting to pinch in a weird place. I think I need to be done with this.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Was it really the food or was it the chair BP interface?
No, it was, can I just say yes? So part of it was the acoustics in that restaurant.
Yeah, that restaurant has very bad acoustics. Everything was very echoey. It was very loud in there. It wasn't the nice, romantic, soft restaurant like Salowitz.
That was one thing that I even said this to Mrs. Monroe. I looked at her and I'm like, this is very, very bright and loud in here. Like, just...
cafeteria sounding almost.
Yeah,
it was just very clangy and echoey.
With the bright lights to go along with it. So I was struggling to hear conversations because, you know, half the table would be in one conversation and half the table would be in another. And
we had met our friends again, I love Crocs and I hate Crocs people. But so we had a fairly large table. They sat us at a round table. So the distance between you and the other side of the table was quite a ways. And
right,
in that atmosphere, you couldn't hear.
Yeah, I was struggling to hear and understand. And so then we left there and we came back over for the show over on this side.
So we made a plan. Yep, we were going to come back over here to go to this show and then we were going to go back over there and see the other show.
And it was raining.
So we made plans with our new friends because they're staying over on that side. So they technically can't come over to our side. We can go to their side, not vice versa. So we were going to go back over there after our show. We came over here. The show was It was into the wild night, so the ladies, by God, the ladies had leopard print dresses on. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. So the whole day, okay.
That's about it, yeah. So, yeah, yeah.
So the whole day, Mrs. Monroe's wearing this leopard print itty-bitty bikini with a cover that just matched it perfectly. So, you know, I'm all day looking at this. And then for dinner, a leopard skinned, skin tight, short dress. And then we get done with dinner. We run to the room to add some tattoos all up and down the leg, around the face. Yeah, it was a very good night.
It was a great look for her.
And Carmen had a very similar dress, and holy
long
shit.
Slinky.
Lot, yeah.
And hers was slit up one side. Yeah. Yum, 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 yum.
So, yeah, it was good. It was all real, real good.
So the show, they did have to do it upstairs in the disco because, as we mentioned, it was a monsoon, basically.
Well, no, when we went, let's start this off the right way. When we go, oh, it's not raining anymore, so we're just going to walk over to disco after we put on Miss Monroe's jewels and everything. We're just going to walk over there. You and I had to leave for a minute. We had to run up to our room or whatever. And we come back and it's pouring. It is downpouring. And it continued to downpour. So we watched the show, which was, it was really good. We had already seen that show over at Temptation.
It was the second night that we were at Temptation, yes, when they did Jungle Night. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had already seen it, but it was in the disco. And then we hung out at disco for a little bit. And if I could just give, and we give this PSA to everyone, it does not have to be that fucking loud.
It was really loud in there last night for whatever reason. Right after the show, the music, as the night progressed, I think the music got a little softer. But yeah, right after the show, it was so loud we were screaming at each other trying to talk.
And he would ask me a question, and then he couldn't hear me. So he'd go, "What?" And so I'd say it louder, and he'd say, "What?" And then I'd say it louder, and then it was painful to his ear because by then I screamed it at him. So it was just you and I. At one point, I actually physically had to leave because they had the flashing lights going and the strobes and everything else, and it was.
Well, that's kind of my fault. Where we were standing, for you to talk to me, you're looking up, and you're looking right past me into a light ball.
Yeah. But no matter where you would be standing, it would have been the same because it was all the way around us. So no matter, it's the short person thing and looking at a very tall husband. So it was really messing with my eyeballs. So you and I came out here. Actually, I just said, "I'll be back."
Yeah.
And then you came and found me.
Well, and Mr. Monroe had gone to the restroom or something. I can't remember. Oh, he went and got your hair tie. Okay. So, yeah, I was in there with Mrs. Monroe. You had gone outside, and I'm like, "Oh, I don't want to leave her, but I don't want to leave."
Yeah.
And finally she's like, "Go check on your wife." I said, "Okay."
Yeah, so I had to get outside of the flashing for a minute to give my eyeballs a rest.
Yeah.
So we came out here, and we sat in the area that we're at now, in the jacuzzi bar, and just chilled for a minute, and then we came back in to find you guys. And by that time, you had danced your asses off for a while.
So hot, too. I needed to cool down a little.
Yeah, for whatever reason, last night, which was Wednesday night, they had the best crowd I think I've seen in there so far. It was kind of full.
I wonder if because of the rain, the party that usually bounces back and forth just stayed here.
Yeah.
That very well could be, absolutely.
Yeah, because it was downpouring. Normally we would go over to the Temptation sidebar for their show, but it was downpouring and lightning. So a downpour, we would have been okay, but hello, let's not stand in a puddle as it's lightning. So we stayed up here and partied, and you got a little warm and came over to this side, you know, and came out. We walked back in, and you're like, I'm done. I'm hot. So we all came back out to the jacuzzi bar lounge area. And then,
so the giant U-shaped couch that we referenced a little earlier in the show.
I think you guys put it to very good use.
High five, Mr. Monroe.
Well, again, as I already set this up a little bit, I had spent all day watching Miss Monroe around in this skimpy leopard skin bikini. And then she's in this leopard skin itty-bitty dress, which I pointed out would probably make an awesome shirt in the right position. And it turned out that that was correct. So, yeah, we're all sitting here talking, or, you know, those three are talking, and I'm just sitting there looking at her. And I couldn't take it anymore. So I shoved a table over, threw one of her legs on the table, the other leg on the couch, and I had my midnight snack right there.
And then she had a beautiful orgasm where she just grabbed a pillow and screamed into that thing, and it was amazing.
Appreciate the show, by the way. It was fun to watch.
Yeah. So it was not... not mood setting for me enough up here, but sitting here and watching you guys do your thing was amazing to watch.
Which part?
I think I heard at one point one of you say, yep, that's it, let's go.
Well, yeah, because after the orgasm, then I flipped you over the back of the couch.
Yeah.
And for the record, we weren't the only ones. There was a few people that were watching. There was people out in the jacuzzi that were watching it. Crazy people in the jacuzzi during the lightning storm that were watching. And I think at least one other couple that came in here and sat on the couch as well and enjoyed the show.
Yeah, and because it's very bright up here at this time of night. It's kind of glaring bright lights, and I'm like, eh. So I looked at you and said, hey, let's go into the playroom.
Let's go.
So it was disappointing. I was sad.
Yeah, we kind of let you guys know, hey, we're going to go sneak off and go to the playroom.
Come in and join us.
Absolutely.
We got in there, again, probably because of the rain, like you said, it was packed. Every bed was taken up except the big round bed in the middle, but there were several people milling around, and we're like, oh, there's an open bed. Let's grab some towels and go. Not a towel to be found in sight anywhere in there.
Yeah, and so you got a little disappointed.
I was sad.
Yeah, because, you know, we wanted to have a little bit of fun in there, but I'm not going to do that without towels down. I just think that's a little...
people decided to skip the towels if they weren't available and what's there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there were some.
And not only that, but I'm one of those people that I think about, okay, if somebody put their bare ass on my couch at home, I'd be pretty pissed.
You know, well, it's like vinyl, so you would just stick to it.
I know. So, and we really didn't know because there were people standing kind of around it. Were they going to find towels?
So I would say that's another thing. You know, obviously we're having a great time and love this place, and the review, you know, is going to be phenomenal. But the one area I think they could improve on a little bit is take a note from Colette's. You need an attendant in there that is watching the towels, that is cleaning the beds, that is keeping track of things.
Yeah,
that's very impressive.
So we came back out and we bared the drenching. To come back to you, and you're standing over in the vestibule area watching, and you're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I can see they're going to come over to us, and we need to go out that way.
No, it's boring.
I know, but I'm like, they're going to come over here for us to all four have to run back over. They're coming to find us, and there's nothing in there. So we actually came back out through the rain and said... no towels, and you guys, I could see the sadness on your face, and we said, but we have beds.
There's like, rooms here.
Rooms. Like, why are we sad about this? We have rooms. It's just nobody else is going to see and watch. And it's okay. So we try to find our umbrella.
Yeah, so
don't be that
at Desire, both Pearl and RM, you know, they provide umbrellas because in this tropical climate, it rains. You know, Cancun especially, it tends to rain like every day for like 10 or 15 minutes, but yeah, every single day. So there's umbrellas everywhere at Desire. And, you know, people take them and leave them, and usually it's not a big thing. When we brought our umbrella back to the disco, we set it down in the front lobby area because it was wet. I didn't want to take it upstairs. And there was maybe four other umbrellas there. So as that huge crowd emptied out, those umbrellas just disappeared, including ours.
Somebody stole our umbrella.
Didn't even think about it, but oh well.
So we get back to our room.
Wait, well, now wait a minute. Let's talk about the walk back to the room, because Mr. Monroe and Carmen had themselves a lovely umbrella,
while
Mrs. Monroe and myself had a towel.
No, Miss Monroe did not. Miss Carmen. I don't even.
Did you forget your name? All right, tequila's kicking in.
I don't even know my name. I did not have an umbrella. He tried. No. He was black because even though he had an umbrella, Mr. Monroe had an umbrella, the way that it was driving wouldn't have mattered.
It was
terrible.
Coming in every way.
I'm just giving you some shit.
So I'm just like, I'm going to be wet anyways. I'm just going to go rather than try to like sidestep and be like, I'm all like pretzeled in.
Yeah, that was a nice move there. A little further and I would have saw something.
So, you guys, poor guys, you tried to huddle under a towel. How did that towel fare?
First, I got really blind because the wind blew it, and then it didn't work very well at all.
It was not a good solution.
And then, Dick.
Oh. You just got called out. What?
Yeah, that was the end of the night.
Well.
So we're like trying to hightail it into the lobby area of our building, and Mr. Monroe just stops, and we're like, go.
Yeah, there's no gutters on these buildings, so there's like a there's like a waterfall there.
You just stopped.
I was trying to use the umbrella to protect people from the waterfall, is what the intent.
Intentions were good, yes.
Intentions were good, but communicate.
You were like the chivalrous guy laying down his jacket for the woman to step over the mud puddle.
Yeah.
We just didn't know that. You just left us in the rain.
Because it was just like a dead stop. And I'm like, oh, there's Mr. Monroe's back, and I think I kind of ran into you. And I'm like, move!
Puppies, and we got back.
Oh my god, we were all just drenched head to toe.
So we get upstairs to our rooms, and you guys go your way because we're all like, I need a towel. I just got right in the shower, and just like stripped off in the shower, hung my dress up in there, and grabbed.
Yeah.
I don't even know. You guys came back over.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had a little fun.
I think we had more than a little.
All right, we had a shitload of fun.
Let's talk about the fun.
There's some mental pictures there that, I mean, not for me, but for...
Do we need to share said mental... I think you should share mental pictures.
Yeah, that one's burned in my brain forever. So I am laying, if you can imagine, on the headboards.
You were sitting upright.
Okay, I was sitting against the headboard of the bed. Mrs. Monroe was down on me orally,
on her belly.
Carmen was behind Mrs. Monroe.
I just kind of popped her cute little ass up
with her face buried in her ass. And Mr. Monroe was behind Carmen, taking her from behind. So I've got the best seat in the house because I can see Mrs. Monroe on me, I can see Carmen, I can see Mr. Monroe all in a line. Carmen's got her eyes fixated on me while she's eating out Mrs. Monroe, and oh my God. you asked earlier, is it okay to do the show with a hard on? Yeah, it is. I can't recap the shit.
It was beautiful.
Oh,
it was beautiful.
It was
amazing.
Yeah.
And the strap-on made an appearance last night.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So yes. Then Carmen gets the strap-on out and lays Mrs. Monroe on her back, and then you come up beside her at her head, and it was just a beautiful show.
It was a beautiful.
Lots of naked, sweaty, wet fun.
Yeah.
So. I don't have much experience with having a dick.
Could have fooled me.
So, yeah, like, how was the tempo there? Like, I kind of went, like, slow and it was hot. It was great, yes. So, I was actually going with the strap on, and Mrs. Monroe was actually blowing you, but then you reached down and you started playing.
I was flicking the bean.
Yeah. Super hot. Oh, my God.
Sat back and watched.
Yeah, nope. It was, why not? It was just all freaking hot.
I grabbed his hand and stay there. Yeah, that was perfect.
It was very hot. So yeah, I guess we're not going into too much detail. Well, we've already gone into a shitload of detail, but Mr. Monroe finished on a good note at last night.
Yep, nope, it was all good. Everybody got the ending that they deserve.
Yeah, there you go.
Aw, you don't deserve an ending.
Yeah, I did not finish last night, but that was only because I had sex twice already that day. That was number three.
Did you have gingina?
We have to talk about our levels of, booziness.
So the ladies have come up with some new terms because, you know, the guys have whiskey dick. We all know what that is. So we came up with three different levels for the ladies. So level one is what now?
Gingina.
No, but no.
Level one is
what? No.
Was the vodka vagina?
But. I can't
vagina. Vodka-gina is the I'm good to go, let's do this thing. It's going to just be explosive.
Yeah, I got the right buzz, we're in the good spot.
And then we have gingina is getting a little bit up there.
You got to work a little harder.
Yeah. And then we have tequila taco.
Taco, yeah.
My favorite, by the way. Like tacos.
And then
raisin. Yeah. You're done at rum raisin. Yeah.
She just done dried up, pruned up. I'm fucking done is rum raisin.
which by the way,
is no longer being flicked.
Yeah, which by the way is now our safe word with each other.
So.
Rum
raisin, rum raisin. So, there you go. Write them down. T-shirts are coming soon.
Right? Just nobody wants rum raisin on their backs.
All in all, a fantastic evening.
We woke up to another monsoon today. It cleared off for a little bit.
Like 2 minutes ago.
Till 2 minutes ago, and now it's downpouring, but it's not lightning, so we're going to go, and we are going to hot tub in the rain.
It is time to get naked, I believe.
I believe
that's correct.
Naked hot tub in the rain.
Yes.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up this one, then. Did I forget anything?
Bye-bye.
No, not yet. This is just a snippet.
No, bye-bye, and see you in a little bit.
Hasta la vista.
So from a woman who doesn't normally get really drunk, have you ever reached rum raisin status?
No. Wait. Yes. I think it was with the Monroes, and I walked out of recording the show and passed out on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure she was pretty shriveled up that night.
I don't think she would have felt anything.
Gingina was way in the rearview mirror at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, the stuff we come up with, I tell you. Butt plug friendly chairs, I think it's going to be a thing.
I think it needs to be a thing.
Absolutely. One thing I did want to touch on, I don't think we gave a fair shake to the restaurants over at Temptation because we did literally only try the one.
Yeah.
We didn't go to any of the other ones there. We did get a pizza at the pool one day, and that was okay.
That was okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I did hear some pretty good reports. People enjoyed the restaurant they call She, and that's where they have the live dancers going on while you're eating.
Yeah.
So I think they enjoyed the show. I didn't really hear many reviews on the food, so I don't know how that was. But, mm-hmm. Yes, we only tried the one restaurant, so I can't really speak for all of them over there.
Yeah, and the company that we were with for the actual dinner was great.
Absolutely.
If I could have heard them.
I could hear them fine. I don't know what your problem was. Of course, I was sitting right next to them.
You were. That was the problem.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think that's going to wrap up our three-part series on Temptation Grand Meaches.
I think so.
We had a hell of a good time. A huge, huge thank you going out to the Monroes, the best travel partners we could have asked for. Just had a hell of a lot of fun with them.
Oh my gosh, it was great.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. And, you know, to take the hour or so out of each time we recorded.
And actually, yeah, sit down with us and talk to us and mm-hmm. take, like you said, take time away from their vacation too.
Right.
Yes, a huge thank you for that and other things.
Right.
The visual that I will never get rid of. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Miss Monroe has a great ass to begin with, and your face buried in it. Ah. Oh. Yeah, I got to go now.
You're welcome.
Guys, I guess that's going to wrap it up. I don't think we have anything else to add about the resort other than book it. Don't pay any attention to the negative reviews online. Book it. Get there. Enjoy it. And please tell us about your experience there. We've already gotten a lot of messages of people that are going to be going, and I hope to hear from them after they get back, so to hear what their experience was like.
Absolutely.
Reach out to us at MidwestThreesome@gmail.com. That's Midwest, the number 3, S-O-M-E, @gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook under Midwest Ménage à Trois, or on SLS, we are Lake S Couple on there. Coming up, we've got all kinds of good shows about butt stuff. Okay, maybe just one good show about butt stuff, but it's coming up.
Yeah.
And then we are moved on. We really don't have any trips planned until we go to Rome and Greece, right?
Yeah, Rome and Greece.
And then Sonora after that.
Yeah.
Yep, so another busy summer.
Yeah, but we're already almost there. We are 50 days away from Roman Greece.
I can't believe it.
No.
Yeah, it's flying by already, and it's not even summer.
No.
I know. So it was a sad day. I should throw it out there. The rated R got crushed by a building. The R-rated has officially left our home.
Yep. We are no longer lake people. We don't have a boat.
Nope, we got rid of the boat to start the pool fund. So she has moved on to a happy home, and hopefully the new owners will. I think they'll enjoy her. I don't think they'll have as much fun on her as we did.
I don't think so.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back next week with an all-new show.
Bye-bye.